Assistant Professor Janelle Robinson has been Syracuse's community geographer for more than a decade. Now, as a faculty fellow with the innovation team, she knows there are challenges ahead to address infrastructure that's hidden and taken mostly for granted.
There's been decades of deferred maintenance, so we're starting to reach kind of a critical point of needing to really focus attention on it. There are a lot of complex variables at play that affect and impact the current condition of our systems, and obviously we are limited in what we can do financially as a city.
A good part of the I-team's work will be spent on mapping what's going on underground. Analytics coordinator Sam Edelstein says it's critical to building up a data infrastructure.
Right now, we rely on paper a lot. The movement that any of our staff has done to really get things more digital and more map-based has been just hugely important to even knowing, like, where did the break happen underground.
Mayor Stephanie Miner said in her State of the City address, the team will be using new sensor technology downtown this summer, where water main breaks are most prevalent.
This technology measures sound frequencies within water pipes to detect leaks, and then feeds this information into a web-based system that analyzes the information to identify problem locations. By detecting leaks before they become breaks, the city will spend less in material and labor. And an added bonus is that we can schedule leak repairs, which will be less disruptive to businesses and residents.
Professor Robinson says they're trying to get city engineering, water, and public works departments to use map-based technology more frequently.
Different departments can enter their five-year construction plans so that they can better coordinate the finances of construction and also help to identify conflicts so that if we, for example, have plans to replace a road in 2 years and then plans to replace the water system in 4 years, we can plan more appropriately and make sure that we fix all of our underlying infrastructure before we replace the road.
The mapping technology will also give residents and business owners a better sense of what to expect via an online notification center. The innovation team and the services of Professor Robinson are being funded through the Bloomberg Philanthropies Grant. Scott Willis, WAER News.